Daf is Daf Kuf Beis. We got to around 10 lines down. The Gemara quotes the Pasuk Vishachata. You see that? 10 lines down, the first one of the line. Dichtiv Vishachata. So the Gemara says as follows. Dichtiv Vishachata. Satim he mikuv ani musa l'chulam. What it means is, Vishachata is Lashon of Shechting. So with regards to Shechting, Satim, those who kind of went off the Derech, and Hemiku, they went deeper, v'ani musar l'chulam, and I'm going to bring musar to all them. So what does this mean? So Amar of Yochanan, explains, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, heim hemiku mishali, that the Rishayim were much more machmir than I was. They were machmir in their Avodah Zarah, more so than I was in their commandments. What does that mean? Ani Amarti, I said to them, kol shein olal regel, anyone who doesn't go to the base of Mikdash, over Basar, they violate Nasei, not the end of the world, not something we advise, but not the end of the world, not the worst of era. The Hamamu, they said the complete opposite. Kol ha'olil regel yedaker bechev. Anyone who does go to olil regel, they're going to get killed. So they're more machmir in their avodah zarah than I am in my commandments. The Gemara now goes back to the discussion of Yeravam. It says in Melachim Aleph Vayhiba Isahiva Yeravam Yatsa Mushalayim. It was in that time Yeravam left from Mushalayim and Vayimitza Osa Achia Shiloni. Achia Shiloni Hanavi Badarach. He found Achia Shiloni, who was a navi along the way. Vu miskase b'salma chadashi. He's wearing a new garment. And Tana mishum Rabbi Yosi. What does that mean? It says in the pasuk Ace. Vayhiba Aceahi. So whenever Ace means, it's Ace. It's something or some time that was ready muchan for something. So the Gemara darshins Aceahi muzumenes l'peronios. That time was destined for bad to happen. So that's the time when the Malchus Beis David had split. So it was an Ace. It was already destined for something bad to happen. So Gemara now darshins other psukim with the lashon of Ace. It says in the Yirmiyahu be'ace pigudasam yovedu. So it's referring to Avodah Zarah in the times of Avadia. It was at that time that they were going to be destroyed. Tana mishum Rabbi Yosi ace mizumenes lepronis. That time was already destined for bad things to happen, namely the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. So then the Gemara quotes another pasuk about the times of Mashiach. It says be'ace ratzon anisicha. The time of a ratzon of the nisicha of answering you. Tana mishum Rabbi Yosi ace mizumenes latova. This is an example where ace is actually something that's destined for something positive happening. So then the Gemara says another use of the word, not ace, but something similar. When it came to the Cheda Egel, afterwards it says, Bayom pakdi ufakadati alem chatasim. That day I has but poked it. Akash Baruch Hu had remembered, he had paid attention to what they did, and I'm continuing to pay attention on you on the sin. So the Gemara says, what does that mean? Tana mishum Rabbi Yosi Esi muzumenes lepronis. That time it was, they say here Tisha B'Av, but it was really Shivas Ratama that happened. I'm not sure why they say that. Is there Rashi? Look at the Rashi here. Rashi says, B'yom pakti b'tisha b'av shebachol shana me'osan mem shana shamadu b'midbar. Every day of the 40, every tisha b'av of the 40 years, yom muzuman lepronios. So I'm not sure because I thought this pasuk is after Cheda Egel, which was the Shivasa Batamas. So I don't know the correlation here.
Well, the English says Marsha agrees with you.
Ah, good. Yes.
But others who agree with Rashi say that Hashem, he planned the 40 years from the time of the gold, of the Cheda Egel.
Uh-huh.
He waited to it until the spy thing were sort of sealed.
It's like
okay, gotcha. Okay, fine, very good. Then the Gemara says, "Vayhi be'eis ahi vayayred Yehuda me'eis achiv." It was that time. This is the story of Ma'aseh Tamar of Yehuda. That time that Yehuda went down from his brothers. He left his brothers. What does that mean? Ace Tana Mishum Rabbi Yosi again. Ace Mizumenes Lepronis. That was a time destined for bad to happen. That was the whole event of Yehuda not recognizing Tamar and so on and so forth. We know the rest of the story. So then the Gemara says further, after Shlomo HaMelech died, so then they appointed Rechavim to be king. Going back to our story of him. So the Gemara says, Vayelech Rechavim Shechem, that he went to Shechem, Ki Shechem ba kol Yisrael lahamlich also. They all came to Shechem to appoint Rechavim king. Tana Mishum Rabbi Yosi, Makom HaMazuman Lepranus. Shechem was a place that's been destined for bad to happen there. B'Shechem Inu as Dina, that's where Dina was violated. B'Shechem Machu Achiv as Yosef, that's where Yosef was sold from. U'B'Shechem Nechloku Malchus Beis David. And now here, where Chavim is appointed king, that is also something bad that split up the Malchus. So Shechem is a very, very bad place.
Is there a reason why they actually buried Yosef there? I never reported about that.
I'm not sure. There's a reason, because that's where he was sold from. Some type of tikkun for him. I'm not sure. So then the Gemara says, "V'yavam yatam Yushalayim, Yavam left Yushalayim." Am Rabbi Chanina bar Papa, Shiyata mi Pischa Shushalayim. What does that mean? He left from the Pisgah of Yushalayim. So they explain here that he removed himself from the Ksav that was listed the people of Yushalayim. So let's take a look here at Rashi. Rashi says, Mi Pisgah. A letter came from Shemayim. That's an example that we see what Pisgah means, a letter. And it says, Kolomer, Machzekes Shel Yushalayim, Hakasav V'chasim Bo. People in Yushalayim apparently had signed off on a certain letter that Yeravam had removed himself from this letter, from these people here. So what the Aruch explains, what it means is that he left himself from the tzaddikim. He removed himself from the schar that the tzaddikim are going to rejoice and enjoy Yushalayim. He had taken himself, by the actions Yeravam did, he was removed from that schar destined for the tzaddikim. So then the Gemara says, "Vayimtza oso achia shiloni anavi b'derech," that achia shiloni found him along the way. "V'hu miskase b'salma chadashin," who's wearing a nice new suit. "Ushneim levadim basade," both of them were by themselves in the field. So my b'salma chadashin, what was he doing wearing a new suit? Amar Rav Nachman, "Kisalma chadashin," it was like a new suit. He was making a remez to Yeravam. "Masalma chadashin ain bashim dofi," just like a brand new suit has nothing wrong with it. There's no rips. After Rasa Shah Yuravam Lahya Bashim Dofi. So too, Yuravam, your learning has no weakness in it. Davar Acher, alternatively, Salma Chadasha was to teaching us Shechidshu Dvarim Shel Shamu Ozen Me'olam, that Achia Shiloni and Yuravam had a Chavrusa there. They were talking and learning, and they're Mechadish things that people have never heard before in their life. Good things. So what does it mean, my Shneim Levadim Basad? What does it mean they're both by themselves in the field? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Shekol Tamidei Chachamim Domim Lefneim. They were so great in learning that every single other Talmud Chacham was considered like blades of grass in the face of these two great Talmidei Chachamim. V'ikdami, others say that Shekol Tamei Torah Megulin Lahem Kesada. Others say that they're explaining every single part of the Torah, the reason behind it, as clear as the grass in the field. So then the Gemara says further, now quoting a pasuk, it says, "Lachain titni shluchim al mareshes Gas, I'm going to send out messengers to a place called Mareshes Gas, and it's going to be there, Bate Achziv, the houses of Achziv, La'achzav L'malcha Yisrael." He's going to send out messengers to this place, messengers to these places, and there's going to be an Achziv, a disappointment for Malcha Yisrael. So what does this mean? So the Gemara explains, Amar Rebbe Chanina Bar Papa Yatza Baskol V'Amar Lehene, heavenly voice came out and said to them, "Misha harag es haplishti v'horish eschem gas," the person who killed Goliath, the plishti, that's namely David, and then he had sent away the city of Gas, so then Tinu shiluchem levanav, going to send messengers to his sons to point them king, and batei achsev l'achsev l'malcha Yisrael. So what's going on here? So again, David HaMelech, who killed the plishti, Goliath, so he had sent away the city of Gas, so he will send out messengers to his children. And that means is Bate Achsev, which again is a house of falseness, L'Achsev L'Malchei Yisrael. So it's referring to the Aser Shvatim, the 10 tribes that had betrayed Malchus Beis David and followed Yeravam instead. So they became involved in Avodah Zarah because they left Malchus Yisrael. Something bad happened to them because they rebelled against, because the Achsev that they showed to Malchus Yisrael. That's what this passage is referring to. So further, the Gemara says we should be familiar with this next piece. Amar Rav Chanina Bar Papa, Kol Hanena Min HaOlam Hazeh Belo Bracha, one who enjoys benefit from this world without saying a bracha, Kilu Gozel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like he steals from Hashem, and Uknesses Yisrael, stealing from Am Yisrael as well. Shinamar, it says in Mishlei, Gozel Aviv V'Imo, you steal from your parents, V'Omer Ein Pasha Chaver Hu L'Ish Mashkes, and you say that there's no Aveira with the Chaver who's a man of destruction. What does that mean? Ve'ein aviv ela kadosh baruch hu shenemar halo hu avicha kanecha. Hashem is avinu shebashamayim. So you steal from Hashem. Ve'ein imo, a mother is a reference to ela kness Yisrael. You're stealing from Am Yisrael as well. Shenemar shema b'ni musa avicha v'altito tarasimecha, the Torah of Am Yisrael. And what does it mean? My chaver hu l'ish mashchis. For this reason we brought this gemara here. Because chaver hu l'iravam ben Nevat, you are considered a friend, a chavrusa of Yerav ben Nevat, shehishchis Yisrael laviyim sheshemayim, that he caused a tremendous destruction and distance between Am Yisrael and Hashem. So one who says a bracha, rather one who eats without saying a bracha, is compared to being the chabura of Yeravam. Gemara now says, Vayadach Yeravam es Yisrael me'achrei Hashem ve'chitam chata gedola. Yeravam had caused them to distance themselves from Hashem with a terrible, terrible aveira. So what did he do? Amar Rav Chanan, Kishtei Maklos Hamatizos Zo et zo. It's like two sticks that are seemingly hitting each other. What they describe here is that one sending the other flying. You hit one stick, you hit the other one with another stick, kind of like playing baseball, but you're hitting sticks instead of balls, and you send it flying. That's the Indian of what Yeravim did. He sent Klai Yisrael very, very far away from Hashem. So then the Gemara quotes a pasuk further. It says, V'dizav, this is the beginning of Devarim, Dizav, as Moshe Rabbeinu is giving a whole recap of what happened in the Midbar, it called Dizav. What's it? Dizav, Amrei Debei Rabbi Yanai, Amr Moshe Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Sha'olam, B'shil Kesef Ezov, Shishpata Lehem Lisol, Ad Shomu Dai. You gave so much gold and silver to Am Yisrael when they left Mitzrayim, and they said, enough, you gave us too much already. Garam Lehem La'asas Lehem Elo Hezav. That caused them to make this golden god. It's your fault, he's saying, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for giving them so much gold. Mashal, ain, it's a mashal that ain ari compared to the following mashal. Ain ari doris minori mitoch kupa shotevim. A lion doesn't claw or roar due to having a basket of straw. Ela mitoch kupa shabasa. If he sees meat, you hang some straw in front of a lion, he doesn't get excited. But if you hang some raw meat in front of him, he starts to get very, very excited. So you place gold and silver in front of the eyes of Am Yisrael. What do you expect him to do with all this? So Amar bi Oshaya Adi Ravam Hayu, you saw Yonkim Me'ega Echad. Until Yeravam came around, they were all enjoying from one calf, mainly one Hashem, one God. Mikan Ve'elach, after Yeravam, we put up two eagles, we said Beis El and somewhere else, I forget, Meidan it was. Mishnai Mishlosha Agalm. After that point, they kept on enjoying, they kept on serving two, three more gods than that.
She says the Eagle Echad is that the first sin of Egel.
Ah, the first one, ah. So it wasn't mean that they were being yonek from it. They were, I guess, being punished only from one ego. Now they had two or three to deal with after Yeravam. So Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Ein lecha kol peranis sheba liolam she'ein ba'echad me'esim v'arba behechrei litra shel ego harishon. There's no punishment that we're receiving that doesn't have a little bit of the responsibility, 1/24 of a litra of the chet of the ego harishon, the first one, because they were the other ones of Yeravam. Shinemar, as it says, "Bayom pakti ufakadi alem chatasam." That day, I took punishment. I revenged you on the avera, but I'm still doing it every single day. Pakadi, I'm continuing to give punishments for it. And Amri b'Chanina la'achar esim v'arba doros nigba pasuk zeh. After 24 generations, this verse was completely paid up. Shinemar, as it says, "Vayikra ba'ozne kol gadol." They called out in my ears a loud sound, Lemor Karvu, Pekudos Ha'ir, that all the city's accounts, V'ishkol, Klimash Cheso Biyado, and the destruction is in his hand. Sounds like after 24 generations, there's no more paying back for the Ega Hazav. The Gemara now says further about Yeravam, Ma'achar Davar Hazeh, Lo Shav Yeravam Midarku Hara. After this matter of what he did, he turned away. He never turned back from evil. He continued on this path of Rishus. My Acher was Acher what? Amar Rabbi Abba, Acher Shitfaso, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yeravam Bibigdo. Kadosh Baruch Hu Kivyachal held on to the clothing, holding on to the suits of Yeravam and started to shake him. Amar Lo Chazer Becha, he says, Yeravam, do tshuva, now's your chance. Vani Vata Banishai Netayal Began Eden, the famous Gemara, that you, me, you, and David are going to walk together in Gan Eden. Is there anything better than that? So he says, okay, that sounds pretty interesting. Amar Lo, mi Barosh, who's going to lead the pack though? So Ben Yishai Barosh, David HaMelech is going to be the head. He did nothing wrong in his life. Ah, Ihachi Lo Baina, if that's the case, I'm not interested in being with you, him, or anyone else. I'm going to stay on my path. Power of Kavod. So Rabbi Abo hava rogil da hava kadarish b'shlosha melachim. Rabbi Abo was very used to darshaning about the three kings who didn't get Olam Haba, Yeravam being one of them. One day Chalash, he got very, very ill, and Kabbalah he alay de lo darsh. He took upon himself not to darshan anymore. He attributed the fact that he got sick to speaking about these kings. Maybe he shouldn't be discussing this at all. So what happens? Kevan the Ithpach, once he got healed, so then Hadar kadarish. Then he started to darshan again. He said, now I'm comfortable, I'm healthy, I could darshan again. So Amri, they say to him, Lo kabilta alecha de lo darshan behu. Didn't you really take upon yourself not to darshan about the three kings? Amar, he says back to them, Inun mi haji behu, dana hadebi. Did they? Were they chozer? These three kings who were not chozer b'tshuva? They didn't repent. They didn't go back. So for me, so therefore I'm gonna go back. I'm going to retract what I said. So then the Gemara says, so then the Farshim asks, the Ein Yaakov asks the following question. There's a halacha that if a person takes upon himself a nether, you can't undo the nether unless there's hataras nadarim. And even though that nether might be one taken by Eis Tzara, he was an Eis Tzara, he was very, very ill, but it's a nether. And how could you just undo it without doing a hataras nadarim? So he says, the Ein Yaakov gives a number of different answers, but one of the answers he says was the Kabbalah, not the Darshan, the kings, was only on condition that he was sick. But it was already built in, but once I get it healthy, so then the nether would be undone. That's how he built up that's how he made the nether in the first place. Gemara now says, Rav Ashi, okay, Ashloshim Malachim. Rav Ashi had stopped his lecture, he stopped giving a shir when he got to the three kings. He didn't want to discuss it, it seems. So Amar Lamachar Niftchan Bechavrin. So he said, tomorrow we're going to learn about our friends, the three kings, our friends. So also Menashe is Chazile Bechalma. So that night he went to sleep and he saw a vision, and in that dream he had a Menashe had appeared. And Amar Chavrech Vechavir Davucha Karislan, you're calling us your colleagues, your friends? So who do you think you are? You could put yourself in the same level as me? So Mehecha Bais L'Mishe Hamotzi. So he asked him a very basic question. So where exactly are you supposed to cut the challah when you make Hamotzi? So Amalei Rav Ashi responds back, Lo Yedana, I have no idea, I didn't learn this halacha. So Amalei, Mehecha the Bais L'Mishe Hamotzi Lo Gemirat, the Chavre Karis Ladin, you don't even know where to cut the challah and you are calling me a friend, a colleague of yours? So Amalei, Agmirlei, so then teach me, Rebbe, teach me something, Menashe, where are you supposed to cut the challah? So Lamacha, the next day, Darishna Le Mishmecha Bipirka, the next day he quoted Menashe, darshaning him, and the halacha is that you're supposed to cut the challah. Amar Le, Menashe tells us, Mehecha the Karim Bishila, from the part that's most crusty in the challah, that's where you're supposed to cut the challah. So Amar Le, so he says, Me'acha de Chachmisa Kuli Hai. So Rashi says to Menashe, so if you're so smart, you even know where to cut the motzi, my time ka palchitsu la avodas chacham. So where in the world did you go wrong and start worshipping avodah zarah? Amar Le, Menashe says to Rashi, Ihava Hasim, had you been there, have a nakitne bishipule glima ruhatu abbas, you would have held on to my cloak and run after me. And you would have followed what I did. You would have been drawn into the same taiva. You have no idea the koach of avodah zarah. So Lamacha, the next day, Amar Lehula Rabbanan, Rav Ashi told the rabbis this whole dreamy ad, and Niftach Brabsa, and we are going to now learn about our teachers. He referred to these three kings not longer as his colleagues, but as his teachers, as Menashe just taught him that halacha.
Is there a better place to cut the challah?
No, they've brought down halacha that you're supposed to cut wherever it's finished. If there's an area, let's say your challah is not baked evenly, so you're supposed to cut a place where it's most baked. But nowadays, ours are pretty much evenly baked, so you can cut it from anywhere you want. There are halachas about when you cut the challah, everyone should have a piece from the first cut. That's a different halacha. So once the whole thing is fair game, you should cut in a way where the first cut is a big cut, and everyone at the table gets a piece of that first cut. Okay. Gemara now says, Ach, so Achav, the name Ach, what does that mean? Ach l'shemayim av l'avodos kochavim. He's a brother to Shemayim, and he's a father of Avoda Zara. Ach means something bad, like ach, something disgusting. He was disgusting to Hashem and Shemayim, but he was a great father to the Avoda Zara, which of course is not a good thing. Ach l'shemayim d'chsev, ach l'tzara yivaleid. Ach in that context means something bad, it's disgusting. And av l'avodos kochavim d'chsev kirachem av abanim, like a father over his children. So that's the definition of ach, of ach t'shemayim and av t'avodos kochavim. So Gemara darshins further now by Yeravam by he hanakil lechto bechatos Yeravam ben Nevat, and his most trivial deed was to follow the sins of Yeravam the son of Nevat. So Achav followed in the same path of Yeravam. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan kalos shasa Achav ki chamuros shasa Yeravam. Achav was so bad, the least of the averas that Achav did equal the worst averas of Yeravam. So Achav was much higher up. His worst averas were Yeravam's greatest averas. So the Gemara says further now, Mipnei matala kasuv b'Yeravam. So then why did the pasuk connect Achav to Yeravam? If Achav was much worse, so why are you comparing the two? Mipnei shuhaya tchila l'kalkala. Because Yeravam was the one who really caused, he was the first bad king. He caused the whole descent of Malchus based on it to be this way. So Achav followed in his path. He made, it was much worse than Yeravam, but still it was all because of Yeravam that this whole descent began. So then the Gemara darshins further about Achav, Gam mizbechosam kigalam al talmei sadai, that the mizbechos are like mounds of furrows in the field. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ein lecha kol talam v'talam be'eretz Yisrael, shlohem mit alav achav avodos kochavim v'shachav alo. There is no furrow all of Eretz Yisrael that Achav didn't place an idol and worship it. Every single land in Eretz Yisrael was contaminated with avodah zarah. How do we know Achav doesn't get Olam Haba? That I will cut Achav off from those who have knowledge, and he'll be withheld from Eretz Yisrael. Atzer b'Olam Haza v'Azava li'Olam Haba. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan further now, mipnei ma zachu Omri l'malchus. Now why did Omri, he was Omri who was a son of Achav, no, so Omri was the father of Achav. So how did he become the king? Mipnei shehosif krach echad b'Eretz Yisrael. Because he had created one fortified city in Eretz Yisrael, he added one to it. Shenemar, it says, Vayikin es ahar Shomrom, and he bought a mountain in Shomrom, Me'e Shemer, from a person named Shemer, Bikikrim Kesef, Vivein es ahar, and he built up the mountain, Vayikra es Shem Ha'ir, Ashebana al Shem Shemer, Adonai Ha'ar, Shomrom, and he called it the name of the city that he built it. So he built the city, and he added on to Eretz Yisrael, which is a wonderful thing, and that gave him a zechus Omri to be king. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mipnei Mazach Achav Malchus Esim Mishaim Shana. So what did Achav do that he merited being king for 22 years? So Mipnei Shekibed Es HaTorah Shenitna BeEsim Mishaim Osias. He had showed honor, despite the fact that he was so bad, he showed proper honor to the Torah, which was made up of 22 letters, the Aleph Beis, so he was Zoch the 22 years. How do we know he should cover to the Torah? Shenemar, as it says, Vayishach Malachim El Achav Melech Yisrael Ha'ira. They sent messengers, this is Ben-Hadad, sent messengers to Achav the king, but Yomar Lo, he says to him, Ko'amar Ben-Hadad Kaspecha, this is what Ben-Hadad says, Kaspecha Uzahavcha, your silver, your gold, Lo'ihu, it's mine, B'nashecha V'necha Hatovim Lihem, your gold, your silver, your children are all mine. This is what Ben-Hadad said to Achav. So apparently there's some back and forth dialogue here. Kiim keis machar, this time tomorrow, eshachas avadai lech, I'm going to send servants to you. V'chipsu es beischa, I'm going to search your home. V'esbate avadecha, and search the homes of your servants. V'yakol mach marinecha, yasimu b'yadam lachu, and everything that they take, they're going to take away everything precious to you. V'yomer l'malchei ben hadad, and Achav said to the messengers, that Amru la'adoni amech, go tell the master, kol asher shalachta el avdecha, everything you sent to your servant, Rishona, as I'm going to do, v'adavar zeh lo uchal lazus, but this thing I cannot do. So what's going on this back and forth here? My machman einecha, lav sefer Torah, when it says something that's so precious to you that he can't do, is it not referring to the sefer Torah? That even though Achav wanted to take all these things away, he wasn't willing to take away he wasn't willing to give up the sefer Torah to Ben Hadad. That he showed respect to. So Gemara says, what do you mean? How do you know that thing that was machmar einecha, that was so precious to Achav, how do you know it was a sefer Torah? Maybe Dilma avodah shochavim, maybe it was a certain idol that was so precious to him that he wasn't willing to give up to Ben Hadad. So the Gemara says, L'sakadaitach, you wouldn't think this because the chsiv vayomer elav, that they said to him, cause a kainim chalam al tishma v'lo sove. So all the elders and the people said to Achav, do not agree and do not listen. And therefore, so again, the way they explain this, Rashi says that these great people were probably tzaddikim. So if they're tzaddikim, it wouldn't make sense that they were talking about avodah zarah. So it must be that they're referring to a sefer Torah. So because of that respect he showed for the chab beis osias of the Torah, he was also the 22 years of being king. The Gemara then says, "V'dilma sabi de bahasa havi." Maybe these are people who are off the derech, elderly people who are off the derech, and they're talking about avodah zarah. Milo Ksiv does not say elsewhere, Vayisha Adavar Beine Avshalom Uvene Kol Ziknei Yisrael, Vam Rav Yosef Sabe Devasa, and that was referring to Zekanim who were off the Derech. So maybe here as well. The Gemara says, Hasam Lo Ksiv V'Cholaam, Hacha Ksiv Cholaam. In the context of Avshalom, when it says Zekanim, it doesn't also say Cholaam, it's referring to some Zekanim. But here by Achav it says Cholaam, and it's inconceivable, the Eafshar De Lo Havi Behun Tzadik, it's impossible that there was no Tzadikim in the Am. The fact that it says V'cholaam and Zekanim must be referring to the Zekanim among the Am. Uksiv is written further, V'yisharti B'Yisrael Shivas Alafim Ko'a Birkayim Asher Locharu Lebal V'chol HaPeh Asher Lo Nashik Lehu. I will leave in Eretz Yisrael 7,000, every knee that has not bent to Baal and every mouth that has not kissed him. So we see from here that there are at least 7,000 people who were still righteous in those times. So therefore, the tzaddikim were talking about Sefer Torah and not referring to avodah zarah. Gemara now says further, Amar Rav Nachman Achav Shakul Haya. he was very balanced in his mitzvahs and his averos. Shinamars, it says, Vayomar Hashem, mi yifates achav ayal vayipal b'ramos gilad. Hashem said, who's going to entice achav so that he will go up and fall at Ramos Gilad? Vayomar zeh b'chov zeh b'omer b'chov. And this one said this. Sound like there was an equal fight of achav between the averos and the mitzvahs. So the Gemara then says, Maskvila Rav Yosef ma'an edichsebei. What does it mean when it's written here that who's it referring to? Rak lohaya ka'achav ashe smakir lasas harabei ne'ashem ashe sat osa izavel ishto. So who is it regarding when it says, indeed there never was anyone like Achav who sold himself to do what is evil in the eyes of Hashem, his wife Izavel instigated him. V'tanina, the Mishnah says, b'chol yom ha'isa shokel ha'shik le'zav l'avodas kochavim. Every single day that Izavel would weigh gold to use for avodas zara. V'at amr shakel haya, and you say that he was equally balanced with his mitzvos and averos? This sounds pretty bad. So ela achav vachin b'mamona haya, but he was very, very liberal with the using of his money. M'utoch shehen tamid chachamim v'nechasav, he let tamid chachamim use his property and use his money. Kippur lo mechsa, it was ke'ilu, half of his averes were cut off. Yes, he didn't do many mitzvahs, but the tzedakah that he gave in supporting tamid chachamim was so good, it actually knocked off half of his averes. The Gemara then says further about Achav Vayeta Ruach, and out came a certain Ruach, Vayamol Lefnei Hashem, and stood in front of Hashem, Vayomer, and said, Ani Efatanu, I'm going to entice him. Vayomer Hashem, Hashem Elav, speaks to that in that Ruach, Bema, in what way are you going to entice him? Vayomer Eitei, I will go out, Vayisi Ruach Shek, I'm going to be a false spirit, Befi Kol Neviyav, in the mouths of all the Neviyim, Vayomer Tifate Vagamtucha, I'll say Vasaikei. So Hashem says to him, okay, you will entice him, and it's going to be successful, go out and do your thing. So my ruach, what in the world is a ruach? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, ruach she navos hayuzeeli, the spirit of navos hayuzeeli. So there's a decent sized footnote I'm not going to read here in the article to really appreciate what's going on here. My tei was mean tei to go out. Amar Ravina, tei mi mechitzasi, leave my mechitza. Shekeng tiv dover shikaram lo yikon lenege einai. Once you've taken upon yourself to be a liar, you cannot be in my presence. He therefore ordered that he leave. So then the Gemara says, Amra Papa, Papa says, Hainu Dami Incha. That's what people would typically say. The Parakine Machar Besa, one who gives vent to his desire for vengeance destroys his own house. So this spirit the spirit of Navos, so wanted to take revenge from Achav, so he ended up destroying his whole house. He was kicked out of the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara now says, "Vayas Achav es Asherah." He made an Asherah tree. Vayosef Achav lasos laachit es Hashem. He added on to the anger of Hashem. Elokei Yisrael mikol malchay Yisrael asher hayo lefanav. He caused the greatest anger to Hashem, more so than any previous king. So the Gemara explains here, Amar Rabbi Yochanan shekosev al dalsas Shomrom. He wrote on the doors of Shomrom that Achav kafar be Elokei Yisrael, that he acknowledged it. He wrote very, very happily that he was going against Hashem. So therefore he lost all of chelak of Olam Haba. So the Gemara says, Vayivakesh es Achaziyahu vayakidu vahu mischabe b'shomam. And this is referring to now, this is a grandson of Achav, who is Achaziyahu. So apparently Yehu was seeking out Achaziyahu and captured him. He'd been hiding in Shomram. So Amar Rabbi Levi shayakoder Askaros. He would scratch out the names of Hashem like his grandfather was so bad, because of Odos Kochavim Tachtem, and would write names of idols in its place. That's how bad Achaziyahu was. So the Gemara says further, Menashe, Shenashar, what's the name of Menashe mean? Shenashar Ka, that he forgot Hashem. Davar Acher, alternatively, Menashe, Shehinshi, Es Yisrael, La'avim, Shebishmaim, he caused Bnei Yisrael to forget Hashem. Umunal Dlo Asila Almadasi, how do we know that he's not going to get Olam Haba? As the Pasuk says, Dichsib ben Shtema Shrei Shana ben Asha ben Malcho. He was 12 years old when he became king. Vayas, Vachamishim Vachamish Shana ben Malcho Yishlaim. He was king for 55 years. Vayas, Rabbeinei Hashem, he did evil. Vayas, Ashera Kasher Asa Acha Melch Yisrael, like Achav did. And the comparison to Achav, Ma Achav, Ein Lo Chelek Liolam Haba, so Af Menashe, Ein Lo Chelek Liolam Haba. Okay, I guess we'll stop.
Oh, yeah.
Here.
Yeah.